For tonight's programme are Padraig O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork North Central, Claire Curran, Sinn Féin TD for Roscommon Galway and spokesperson for Agriculture and Rural Affairs, Nessa Cosgrove, Labour Senator and spokesperson for Rural and Community Development in the Gaeltacht, as well as for Workers' Rights, and Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. Well, as you heard in the news there, there are moves afoot in the European Union to review the EU-Israel Association Agreement. That's the basis for the barrier-free trade between Israel and the European Union. You recall that Ireland and Spain had made moves to call for a review on that. There was no reply to their call, but a new effort spearheaded by the Netherlands looks like it has had more success, with the EU foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, committing to putting it forward for a review. Article 2 of the European Union, the EU-Israel trade agreement states that, quote, relations between the parties as well as provisions of the agreement itself shall be based on respect for human rights and democratic principles, which guides their internal and international policy and constitutes an essential element of this agreement. Emphasis there, obviously, for the purposes of this being on human rights, for the purposes of providing aids and compliance with international law there as well. We're going to hear first, you heard a snippet of it in the bulletin there, but let's hear a fuller clip of the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, on this very subject.
Ireland and Spain have been calling for this action, have been calling for a review of the EU-Israel Association Agreement since back in 2024. That has been a lonely place diplomatically for a significant period of time, but we've been making the case consistently to other member states that Europe can't sit idly by. It can't just issue words of condemnation. It actually has to take clear action to help bring about a ceasefire, stop the killing, and get into a political situation where we can see a two-state solution. So now you finally have the potential spectre of actually trade action, trade sanctions being taken at a European level. So this is a very significant moment. I really expect now the European Union, the European Commission, to act with speed on what is now a clear wish of the majority of member states of the European Union. And that's a phrase we simply couldn't say only days ago. So it's been a significant period of intense diplomatic engagement.
And that was, as you heard, the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris. The EU High Representative on Foreign Affairs is Kaja Kallas. Here's what she had to say.
I think what it tells is that the countries see that the situation in Gaza is untenable. And what we want is to really help the people. And what we want is to unblock the humanitarian aid so that it will reach the people there. The trucks are behind the borders. There are thousands of trucks. And like I said, the 100 trucks that came in, it's a welcome step, but it's not enough because the needs are much, much bigger. This humanitarian aid is very much financed by the European Union, and that's why the member states are also very keen on sending this message that the suffering of the people is untenable.
Kaja Kallas, the EU High Representative on Foreign Affairs. We're joined on the line by RTE News Europe editor Tony Connolly. Tony, good evening to you.
Good evening, Colm.
The Israelis, for their part, are keen to put the emphasis on the fact that the EU-Israel Association Agreement hasn't been suspended. Ireland saying it's significant that this review is even progressing. How significant is it?
I mean, I think it really reflects a very big swing in attitudes, in the past week. And I suppose the circumstances are different to last year, when Leo Varadkar and Pedro Sanchez, the then Taoiseach and Spanish Prime Minister, wrote to Ursula von der Leyen calling for a review of the association agreement on the basis that Article 2 was being breached by Israel, the human rights clauses. That the whole year that it took for that letter to have any meaningful culmination in a diplomatic sense was basically down to the fact that the key countries like Germany, Austria, Hungary, Czech Republic are all staunch supporters of Israel, and it meant that there was just never a consensus at the level of foreign ministers for this to be taken up and progressed. That has changed, and I think because it's not really about Israel versus Hamas, it's about the fact that Israel is and has been denying basic humanitarian aid, and there's just a catastrophic response to that. And I think that has really changed the timbre of the debate. And I think as well, the fact that it was the Netherlands that brought this forward, the Dutch foreign minister on May 6th writing to Kaya Kallas saying, look, we have to get back to this idea of reviewing the association agreement. The Netherlands has always been a staunch supporter of Israel. But that obviously had the dial had shifted, and that, I suppose, allowed more countries to come in behind this fresh initiative, even though 9 countries again tonight did vote against reviewing the association agreement. But I think just the sheer horror of what is going on in Gaza. Of course, people will say there was enough horror last year to go around, but I suppose the way it's being framed at the moment, you know, a basic denial of food and medicine for children, the prospect of thousands of babies dying because of starvation and other problems, that has really changed the nature of the debate and has pushed the consensus now into a clear majority, as Kaya Kallas said, a strong majority for action at EU level to look at trade relations with Israel.
So we heard Simon Harris there saying there's the potential spectre of trade sanctions. There is, as you say, a majority of EU states pushing for this review. But Germany and Italy, I'm reading reports that they were against this review. They're two large states. So are the numbers there to do anything effective off the back of a review if there was action called for on foot of this?
Well, this is the somewhat hybrid nature of how foreign policy is managed at EU level. In certain formations like the Foreign Affairs Council, that's 27 foreign ministers, foreign policy is such an essential part of national sovereignty that each country has a veto. But the European Commission has exclusive competence for trade, and trade does not carry a veto. It's what we call a qualified majority vote.
So that's two-thirds of the countries and two-thirds of the EU population
60%
combined.
Of the population, yeah. There's a sort of a key that explains a qualified majority vote. So if the Commission now goes ahead and assesses whether or not Israel is in breach of Article 2 of the Association Agreement, they could then decide that would require sanctions and trade sanctions, and that would be a qualified majority vote. So that could move fairly quickly if the steps are followed. It's not clear yet if that's how quickly it'll be, or you know whether the Commission will have that finding. But the point has been made that last year, even though things didn't get very far on foot of the Irish and Spanish initiative, the EU's special representative for human rights is a Swedish diplomat. He did carry out an analysis of what was going on in Gaza and the West Bank, and he concluded that Israel was in breach of international law and human rights law. But that, again, that wasn't enough to really move the dial at foreign ministers' level. But today you do have a clear majority, 17 countries in favour of action, 9 against. So, you know, things have changed, and we'll see now what follows.
Okay, Tony Connolly, thanks very much for joining us on that. We do just have a statement to hand breaking from the government press office. It's a statement by the Taoiseach Micheál Martin on foot of this EU-Israel Association Agreement. It reads, the decision to review the EU-Israel Association Agreement to examine compliance with human rights announced today by High Representative Kaya Kallas is one I strongly welcome. Together with Spain, Ireland first called for this step in February 2024. Since then, many thousands of Palestinians have been killed and maimed in a brutal military operation, the brunt of which has been borne by the innocent civilian population. Thousands more are at the brink of starvation, with the UN warning that 14,000 babies could die in the next 48 hours if aid doesn't reach them. Israel must know the world is watching and that we will not stand idly by. It cannot act with impunity against all international humanitarian laws and norms. Ireland will work to ensure that the review is taken forward as quickly as possible. and that its conclusions are acted upon. We must stop this war. We need an immediate ceasefire, the release of all hostages and unimpeded access for humanitarian aid. Now, it's, I suppose, a departure from normal practice to read a government statement out in full, but it's just to give our panel here the benefit of listening to that, because, as I say, it is just breaking and just coming to hand. I'll reintroduce the panel here. Padraig O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil TD for Cork North Central, Claire Curran, Sinn Féin TD for Roscommon Galway, Nessa Crosgrove, Labour Senator, and Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail. To you first, Padraig O'Sullivan, the moves tonight at European level and that statement by the Taoiseach, your reaction?
Yeah, I think first of all it's significant, and as you've said, and as Tony said, you know, we're waiting a long time for this, and both Ireland and Spain, and to be fair, Slovenia as well, over the last number of months, have actively tried to pursue this. It's unfortunate that it's taken this long. Who knows, in hindsight, how many lives might have been saved, or how Israel's actions might have been affected if this had been implemented earlier. But at the same time, I welcome it initially, and I think yesterday, after Britain, Canada and France's declaration in relation to taking firmer actions against France, I'm hoping that collective action from all those countries and the EU will lead to a significant result over the coming weeks.
Okay. Claire Curran?
Yeah, look, I hope that at long, long last, this may actually be a turning point. It is, of course, long overdue. There has been a lot of talk and a lot of lamenting in terms of the situation in Gaza. There has been a lot less action, I would say, and that has been a cause of concern as we've watched the scenes unfold in Gaza. I think to see scenes of children with pots and pans trying to just scrape a bit of food here and there, I mean, it's really hard to watch those scenes, and I hope that we will now see a turning point. This has been long overdue. But look, it is just a review of the trade agreement. And I mean, at the end of the day, human rights clauses are there for a reason. They're not there to lengthen a document. They're there for a reason. And it's taken far too long for this to be looked at. And that's really, really unfortunate, because people have died and they're dying every day of the week.
Nessa Cosgrove.
Yeah, it is very welcome, but not before time. You know, this has been, we've been caught. I suppose Ireland did take that brave move back in February 2024, but it wasn't enough, you know, and it wasn't enough. And hopefully, I think that, you know, it's finally that people are beginning to see, and that Europe is beginning to stand up, that the respect for humanitarian rights, or humanitarian law, or democratic principles, that Israel just can't get away with what they're doing, you know, and they've been getting away with it for so long. And they're, you know, very obviously in breach of international law for the last, you know, for as long as, you know, as this has been going on. And, you know, it's finally, I think, something is actually going to come out of it.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Simon Harris, Sarah McGuinness, is describing Ireland as having been in a lonely place along with Spain since that call was made last year. But potentially with shifts at European level, diplomatically looking at the area of trade, there might be greater impetus for the Occupied Territories Bill.
That was my first thought exactly, looking at this. Like, Europe is at a moment of reckoning in itself, in that we are facing numerous threats on multiple sides. And I suppose the re-election of Donald Trump has really kind of made Europe stand to attention. And I suppose look at its values and how much it is willing to stand up for itself and other nations. I think that, as Paul touched on, the deal with the UK, the signalling from the UK that it's paused its trade negotiation with Israel, Canada and France following suit. I think that these moves have kind of put trade back on the table as a tool of trying to stop Israel in what's going on in Gaza. Simon Harris has said he's going to draft the Occupied Territories Bill before the summer recess. I think it's kind of up to everyone now to kind of make sure that that does happen, given the movement that we've seen, and I suppose the kind of mindset change that we've seen in terms of trade.